Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing now about Jitendriya, the one who has controlled his senses, the one who has controlled his mind. How does that person works? Now this is what Krishna is going to describe in shloka number 8 and 9 that we are going to see now.
Naiva kinchit karomi te yukto manyeta tatvavet. Pashyan, shrinvan, sprashan, grinnan, ashnan, gachan, swapan, shvasan, pralapan, visrajan, grinnan, unmishan, nimishan, api, indriyan, indriyartheshu, vartanta, iti dharayan.
So here it is said that tattvavit, whom are we talking about? Tattvavit. The person who knows the truth, or the person who is in divine consciousness. Yuktaha, he is engaged. Engaged in doing what all things? Pashyan. Pashyan, he is seeing. Pashyan. Shrinvan, he is hearing. Sprishan, he is feeling, he is touching. And then, Jigran, he is smelling. Then Ashnan, he is eating. Then Gachan, he is moving around. Swapan, he's sleeping or dreaming. Shvasan, he's breathing. Pralapan, he's talking. Then Visrajan, he's giving up or evacuating. Grinnan, so when it comes to Grinnan, he's like he's accepting or receiving. Unmishan, nimishan, he's opening and closing his eyes. So basically, he's doing all these activities and naiva kinchit karomiti manyeta. But still, when he is doing all these activities, he knows that he is not doing anything at all. Why? Because indriyartheshu vartanta iti dharayan. Because he knows very well what is happening. The senses are actually getting engaged with the sense objects. But actually, he is aloof. He is nowhere involved in between because he is spirit soul. He understands that. Now, let's understand this very wonderful shloka, which will actually give us a deeper understanding of various activities that we're doing in our day-to-day life. So the first question is asked that how come he's aloof? What is his qualification? Here it's given. A person in Krishna consciousness is pure in his existence. He leads a very pure life. And the second thing is, he's engaged in the loving transcendental service of Krishna. So these are the two important things, important qualification by which the person, even when he is doing the work, he has nothing to do with that particular work. And here it is said that he appears to be acting with his body and senses. He is always conscious of his actual position, which is spiritual engagement. So this is a very important point to understand, that he is working, but then he is conscious of what he is doing. Here, it is given that he is always conscious of his actual position, which is spiritual engagement. He might be doing some material work. He might be working somewhere, say he might be working in the office, or he might be studying in some college or school or whatever. He might be doing his profession, whatever it is, doing household work, etc., etc., etc. Even while doing all that, the person is conscious of his position in relation to Krishna. So what is he in relation to Krishna? He is servant of Krishna. So what is he supposed to do? He has to serve Krishna. So while doing any activity, he knows who is he, and he engages himself in the work by understanding that I am doing it for Krishna. So he is very clear that what is his position and what is his spiritual engagement. In material consciousness, the senses are engaged in sense gratification. It's very clear. In material consciousness, materialistic people, what do? They engage the entire body, all the senses, in service of themselves, doing sense gratification to the core, enjoying. They want to enjoy themselves. And in Krishna consciousness, what happens? The senses are engaged in satisfaction of Krishna's senses. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is always free, even though he appears to be engaged in the affairs of senses. See, in both the cases, what is happening? Even a materialistic person is using his senses, and he's using his senses. Even in Krishna consciousness, the person is using his senses. But the difference is, a materialist is using his senses for his own enjoyment, for his own sense gratification. A devotee is using the senses for satisfying Krishna's senses. In the preface of Bhagavad Gita, the preface of this, Prabhupada writes that Krishna demands it. Krishna demands that yes, my senses should be satisfied. Because he knows that if we use our senses in his service, we will get purified. So for our purification, Krishna demands you serve me. In this way, we understand that a person who does sense gratification, that person gets entangled more and more and more. Whereas, a person who is serving Krishna, what happens? With time, he gets liberated more and more and more. So this point is very, very important to understand. Whenever there is sense gratification, there is bondage. And whenever there is service to Krishna, there is liberation. This is the thumb rule, this is the tagline. And it is said that activities such as seeing, hearing, are the actions meant for receiving knowledge, whereas moving, speaking, evacuating, etc. are actions of senses meant for work. So let's try to analyze from the shloka now. So pashyan is seeing, shrinvan is hearing, sprishan is touching, grinnan is smelling, ashnan is tasting. So what are these basically? These five are knowledge acquiring senses. So these five are done through using the knowledge acquiring senses. Eyes, nose, ears, tongue, touch, that is skin. And the others which are there, gachan, going around, pralapan, speaking, then visrajan, evacuating, and then, these. And grinnan, receiving, from the hands. So basically, hands, legs, speech, genitals and rectum, all of this, they constitute a category called working senses. So five knowledge acquiring senses, and these activities are done through five working senses. And what about this? We have swapan, yes, we have swapan, then we have shvasan, then we have unmishan and nimishan. How are these activities done? Which senses are used here? So when it comes to shvasan, breathing, the five major prana is used. Hope we all remember, we had discussed this elaborately in one of the shlokas in our previous videos. So five pranas are used. And then when it comes to swapan, the actions of internal organs comes into picture. Antakarana, that is mind, intelligence and false ego. So they are involved when it comes to sleeping. And when it comes to closing and opening eyes, unmission and nimission, closing and opening eyes, what happens in that? There, the secondary five pranas are coming into picture. So in this way, various things are involved, various aspects are involved of the body for doing these various activities. It is said that a Krishna conscious person is never affected by the actions of the senses. He cannot perform any act except in service of Lord, because he knows that he is eternal servitor of the Lord. Full day he is doing full activities, all the activities he is doing, using all his body parts. But then since he is doing it in service of Krishna, what happens is, he is not affected by that work. He does not get any reaction. So it's equivalent to not doing any work. Because when we do work, we get reaction. But here, when a person is doing work, there is no reaction. And this concept we saw, even in previous chapters, where this particular activity was called as akarmic activity, where there is no reaction to the activity that is done. So in our day-to-day life, we have to be very intelligent to understand and to implement that how can I make this particular activity into akarmic activity, any activity for that matter. And how to do that? Do that particular activity for the pleasure of Krishna. Suppose you are working in office. Now, everyone will work for pleasure of whom? For the pleasure of family members. But then if he just changes his attitude and mood, saying, I am doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. And maybe at the end of the month when he gets salary, he gives a part of it for spiritual activities, in donation, for service of Krishna. So that is one. And then when the person is cooking, instead of cooking for the pleasure of family members, the person can think that yes, let me cook for the pleasure of Krishna. Now same, cooking activity is same. And after offering it to Krishna, obviously family members are going to get and they'll be more satisfied. But here the cooking activity, which was a normal activity now has become a devotional activity because the attitude is changed now. So this changing of attitude is very, very important. When we change the attitude for serving Krishna, for giving pleasure to Krishna, the person becomes free from the reactions and sins of that particular activity. So we have to be very innovative in our day-to-day life. And one of the things that we can do is, while doing any activity, we can keep chanting. We can keep chanting, you know, loudly or in the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The person is maybe is typing something and he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The person is cooking and he's chanting or she is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any activity we are doing, we are walking, we are sitting, we are taking a bath, we are attending nature's call, we are doing some household work, we are doing some office work, we are doing some work in the school or college or whatever it is, the tongue can keep vibrating the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sometimes the lips can be closed and only the tongue is vibrating, and sometimes if we get chance, we can, you know, chant loudly also. In this way, this is the most easiest way by which we can engage ourselves in service of Krishna while doing any activity. So in this way we understand that if we want to be aloof from the work, basically if we want to be aloof from the reactions of the work, we have to serve, or we have to do that particular activity in service of Krishna. Now, Krishna is basically, suppose Arjuna has a question that, okay, you're discussing all this, you're describing all this. Arjuna is more worried about sinful reactions. So Arjuna might ask this question, okay, the person is detached, will he get sinful reactions? Is it possible? This Krishna is going to answer now in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.